BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here's Monday's podcast. Some great news involving me and the World Cup. Will my gym playlist inflict my music choices on the nation? Greg plays Real or No Real, and it's the return of the Homes Under the Hammer game. Hello, it's Mills here. Another week begins at lunchtime on Radio 1. Codaline coming up, that DJ Fresh track, which we like. Also, Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
Hello, Chris. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober, Mills. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good weekend.
Do you know what? I feel really, like, energised this week. I don't know what happened. Maybe, I don't know, like, I had a couple of days off. I had loads of nan naps over the weekend, though.
Did you?
You know when you're like, oh, I'll just rest my eyes for a couple of minutes, like nans, and then you're off for, like, 2 hours. Did that all the time. Yeah, I don't really nap.
No.
Naps do you are mean, the best.
Do you mean a power nap rather than a nan nap? A nan nap just makes you sound quite old.
Yeah, but no, nan naps, a power nap is, like, 10 minutes, and nan nap is, like, 2 or 3 hours.
That's just sleep, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, then sleep.
So you slept a lot this
weekend. I've had loads of sleep. Right, that's okay. What it is. I'm looking forward to this week as well. I've got track of the day to play you, which is by a band called Magic. Now, the magic is in capital letters and there's an exclamation mark, so they truly must be magical. They're a four-piece Toronto-based reggae band and the track is called Rude. It's Radio 1's track of the day, so every show is playing it. Listen, before you comment, listen, give it a chance. And then let me know what you think on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. Magic! Exclamation mark. Rude.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Someone says that Magic tune, with its pop reggae flavour, sounds a bit like... You know the music they sometimes play in that shop that rhymes with Bollister?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the one I mean?
Is that the dark one?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I'd really like to see your clothes, but oh, wow, it's dark in here. Am I in a club? No, I'm in a clothes shop. Wow, what's that smell? Oh, you've sprayed all the clothes with that perfume.
Has it changed at all? Is there still someone on the door going, sup, guys?
Sup, guys. Not in America.
And judging you.
We're in Milton Keynes. Sup, guys.
Because you're just not as good-looking as them.
Well, if there's another one as well, that Babacrombie.
Oh, right.
Rhymes with that. Yeah, you have to be a certain level of fitness to work in there. I mean, we'd never get in.
Would we not?
No, we'd be in the back. Like,
I've got a mate.
We'd be in the storeroom.
Yeah, we would. I've got a mate who got a job there and basically was in the storeroom quite personally.
You're either front or back, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you need to know your limits.
She wasn't happy when she found out.
Oh, right. Did they not tell you at the start?
She got the job, basically was boasting about it. It said it was a sign that she was good looking.
Yeah,
all that.
Really fit, really fit.
And then we found out she was in the...
Get in the storeroom.
She's in the stockroom.
There's not a queue outside anymore, which there used to be. Do you remember? For years. Like, why is there a queue? I'm going into a shop.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people asking how your food festival was on Friday.
Yeah, it was... it's a new experience, that.
I mean, you know all the stuff you're worried about? Did you need to be?
No, but I was overthinking it for the first hour. I was sort of walking past all these places. I was so hungry, man. But you try not to eat anything.
Well, you didn't eat all day, really, because you were worried that you would be full for the food festival. So what is it like? Is it like...
It is a little bit made in Chelsea, it felt, at times.
Right. Is it like Radio 1's Big Weekend, but with food?
Yeah. Which is a weird idea, that, isn't it?
Was there any of the Chelsea lot there? Maybe Ollie, Bitty?
I got right into it. I ended up in a silent disco there at one point, which was amazing. I don't quite understand still why it was at a food festival, but it was fun.
What did you have? All the foods.
All the foods. Foods that I can't even name.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because they're a bit fancy for me.
Right, okay. Did you feel like another place that you probably shouldn't have been?
I had something called brioche.
Oh, I say.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. God, you've changed. Wow. He used to be happy with Curry Club in spoons.
Still am.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills playing Bruno Mars and Grenade.
What's up?
Sorry. Some really good Innuendo Bingos coming in for this week. Keep your suggestions coming in.
Is it just the subject title that you see? Or
I sometimes see what they've said.
Okay.
Thanks for the emails. This week's culprits include Come Dine With Me, the F1 in Austria, and also a show about orangutans on Channel 4.
Oh, wow.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Innuendo bingo as always twice this week, 1:45 tomorrow and Thursday. If you see anything that's a bit rude that could mean something the other way, then email me, tell me what time the show was on, what channel, roughly what they said. We'll find it and you can give yourself some points. Hey, if we use your clip.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, something from last week, if you remember. This happened on the show. This is a repeat. This happened last week on the show. Cast your mind back. It's a repeat. Not now. This happened a week ago. I've just remembered. I've held the World Cup.
No, you haven't.
I have. I have. I've held the
you
World
haven't.
Cup.
Where?
I have. I can't remember. In London.
Exactly
somewhere.
The reason why you haven't held the World Cup.
I have. I promise
why wouldn't you remember that?
I have held the World Cup.
Honestly, sometimes I want to slap you.
I have held it. I promise you. Because they were like, be careful.
You're an idiot.
I promise you.
You're such an idiot.
I have. Why am I an idiot?
Because when you go on your Twitter, your profile picture is you and Conchita Wurst, lady with a beard. Right? And that's the difference between me and you. And then you casually throw in that you might have held the World Cup.
I've just remembered
Why
it.
Why wouldn't that
whoa,
be?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is going to be brilliant tonight. I feel like I'm in the middle of like a married couple.
I'm sure I have.
You're a moron.
There we are. Last week on Real or No Real there with Danny Howard.
You can't think that you may have held the World Cup. Do you know, that's just talk of an idiot.
I've got some news for you.
Yeah?
You called me, what was it, a moron?
I called you a moron.
Yeah. So I've now got an old producer who was producing me at the time on Radio 1 on the phone. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good. Now, Chris didn't believe me that I'd lifted the World Cup. Then, at the weekend, you DM'd me on Twitter, and what did you say?
That you did, in fact, lift the World Cup.
And when was
it
this?
It was 12 years ago, 2002. The World Cup was brought in to the Radio 1 breakfast show, which would have been May, I think, just before the World Cup 2002 in Japan and South Korea. And I think it must have been fairly early, or they weren't allowed to announce it to the world because of security reasons, because it was really dead. But you were on Stupid O'Clock.
Yeah, program. I was on 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Yeah. I'd been tipped off by the producer of the breakfast show that the World Cup was coming in, so I came in early for that, and you and me both lifted the World Cup that morning.
That's ridiculous.
Chappers was there as well, right?
Yep,
I think he was, yeah.
He was. He was working as... he was just a sports reporter on the breakfast show at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a sports reporter.
There was a website guy.
Yeah.
Who came in, who took photos of us.
I can't find any photos, though, Andy.
No, but before Facebook, before Instagram.
Can I just... Sorry, can I just check something? Are you a football fan?
He is massive.
I am a football fan, yes. So absolute massive football fan.
You definitely haven't got this confused with the FA Cup.
This is definitely not confused with the FA Cup, and I'll tell you why. Because it's so precious that we were forced to put on protective gloves.
Yes, I remember now. They made us.
Yeah. We weren't. Oh, you remember now, do you? Now you've put a glove on.
We weren't allowed to lift it very high, were we? And they made us put these protective gloves on
because it was so precious. And I don't actually know whether we were meant to touch it.
No, but we did.
I think that's why we had the protective gloves.
Oh, that's really disappointing.
I don't think anyone's actually meant to touch that.
So it sounds like this actually happened. I still find it kind of embarrassing that you don't remember this, Scott.
I know.
But I guess you are right and I'm wrong.
It's because Andy was listening to our podcast the other day and was like, but he has lifted the World Cup.
Right.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, Andy, thanks for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
As you can imagine, I'm going to have fun with this for the rest of the show.
Love it.
Thanks, Andy.
Cheers. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, Chris, you know we've been mates for years, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and I have done in the past, and you know I will always, if I think you've been wrong, I will tell you.
Yeah, you do.
And you've been wrong on this. I've lifted the World Cup. Do you believe me now?
I do believe you, yeah. I still kind of find it quite disgusting that you wouldn't remember such a thing and that... And that you still, it's like if I did that, I would never forget that. Yeah, but that's not an excuse. And the only way that you remember is because you remember putting a glove on.
Yeah, single glove on. Now, I think there should be some kind of apology now, like proper apology. Because it was like it was borderline rude, I would say.
I don't think it was
moron.
I don't think it's rude.
Quite rude. So I'd quite like, well, here's the thing. Are you going to apologise to me now?
I don't see the need to apologise.
But why? You were rude.
I don't think I was rude, but I do think it's weird that you just can't. I'm more insulted by the fact that you wouldn't remember.
Can't remember.
This event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm basically, I'm not apologising for.
I do a lot of things.
Still think
you know,
you're an idiot.
I'm a busy guy. You still think I'm an idiot? Was
yes.
that okay? Well, that's why I've gone behind your back to Chris Stark HQ. It's a bit like James Arthur HQ, but less busy.
I don't have an HQ.
I know it's someone who works on this show, and they've created an apology, which I want you to press that button now, and we're going to play it. Press it.
On Friday the 13th of June 2014, Chris called Scott Mills a moron. This was based on Scott's claim that he had once held the World Cup trophy. Chris believed this was a load of nonsense. Mm-hmm. Chris said Scott had got it confused with the FA Cup, you idiot.
Yes.
Adding, man up, princess.
You did.
In the light of new evidence, it has become clear that these accusations were unfounded.
Why are we doing this?
Scott's former producer has confirmed Scott lifted the FIFA World Cup trophy
apology.
In 2002.
From you.
This isn't
Chris
me.
Would like to issue an unreserved apology for calling Scott a moron.
It
was wrong for Chris to say that Scott was so clueless he couldn't possibly have touched the greatest prize in football.
That's right.
Furthermore, it was inappropriate for Chris to call Scott a Eurovision-obsessed loser
yeah.
who knew nothing about the beautiful game.
That's right.
Scott is not a moron.
He is.
In fact, the only moron here is Chris.
No, you can't.
Chris
write.
Would like to extend his sincerest apologies for any distress caused to Scott's family and friends during this difficult time.
This is so you.
Sweetheart,
it's
look.
Like if you got, if someone doesn't apologise for you, this is, and this is why you're so weird. You've gone and got someone to record an apology, which I've had no input into. Mm-hmm.
But you
not
mean
authorized.
It, though, don't you?
No,
you
I
mean
don't.
It, though.
But you're such a weirdo. Who does that? So look, I say I won't apologise.
Just
so
the BBC protecting their key talent.
Preempting it, you've sent a text to someone going, right, make an apology for him and that will do.
Well, you've done it now. Yeah. You pressed the button.
So weird.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people want to hear the apology again. Why? Why would you want to hear that again? I mean, it would be awful if
you
did.
Also, I just don't like that you've touched the World Cup, even if it's true.
I've touched it.
Because for me, now whenever I look at it, I'm going to think, oh, that's weird.
My grubby little fingers have been on it.
Yeah.
My fat fingers have been on it.
Jamie's tweeted, and he's put, only former winners of the World Cup, select FIFA officials and heads of state should touch the World Cup
and
trophy.
Me.
And I kind of, well, no, that's the point.
Well, I have, so what are you going to do about it?
There's nothing I can do about it.
No, that's right.
But you didn't, I mean, you wouldn't have cared if you touched it or not, would you?
I cared at the time.
Did you?
Yeah. It was a big deal. Like, security men, there was all sorts. And I don't think that they... I mean, they didn't really want many people to know it was there. They didn't announce it on Radio 1 before it came in. It was just while it was there. Mm. They didn't want people turning up.
For me, it's a bit like if I found out Mark Wright had touched the World Cup trophy. It just...
He probably has.
The more people like you who touch it, devalue it.
Joey Essex probably touched
it.
No,
he won't have touched
probably,
it.
Probably has.
They won't have touched it.
And then
it.
By default, Michelle Keegan would have touched it.
Wow.
The apology again, you say? Okay.
On Friday the 13th of June 2014, Chris called Scott Mills a moron. This was based on Scott's claim that he had once held the World Cup trophy.
I wonder who else has touched it, by the way.
Chris believed this was a load of nonsense. Chris said Scott had got it confused with the FA Cup, you idiot. Adding, man up, princess.
Were you calling me a moron at Harper Adams at the weekend?
I don't think I was DJing at Harper. I don't think I called you a moron.
All right, I think that's someone trying to stir it up. Unless you were.
I can't. I just can't see at what point halfway through a song I would.
Scott Mills is a moron. Mills is a moron.
In the light of new
thought
evidence,
we were friends.
It has become clear that these accusations were unfounded. Mm. Scott's former producer has confirmed Scott lifted the FIFA World Cup trophy in 2002.
Mm-hmm. I've managed to touch something the last 40 years of England football teams have failed to touch.
Mm.
Is that one? Oh, yeah, I have, haven't I?
You've touched something I would love to touch, but never will
as
well.
It's quite a big deal, isn't it? Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are worried a bit about our little thing about the World Cup as well. Like Stephen says, a little bit of deja vu here, worried now that you'll fall out and Chris will go off to some commentating job, just like Chappers did eventually.
What happened?
We're cool. What?
We're all right.
He went to the toilet and didn't come back.
Yeah.
Like the Sugar Babes. And
listen, what's going on today? It feels a bit wind up Monday. Do you know what I mean? It just feels like everyone's out to stir things up a little bit. Because you've been genuinely annoyed. The last couple of songs, whilst they've been playing, Scott's been genuinely annoyed about the text coming in saying that I've been calling him a moron.
During your DJ set at Harper Adams.
Yeah.
You were
Which
playing,
isn't true.
I know, but like the more people that say it, I mean, I know it's probably not true. It's a bit like when we go to the pub and I go, go on, Chris, do your impression of the person that sat there. Now, you obviously don't do an impression of that person, but it makes them feel immediately paranoid. Mm. It's a brilliant game. Try it. Go on, do your impression of Steve. And Steve sat right there. And Steve goes, oh, what impression?
Yeah.
I don't even do an impression. And you don't do an impression, but Steve now thinks that you do an impression of him.
Exactly. And even if you say, look, I really don't do an impression, it really looks like you're backtracking.
Go on, do your impression of Steve. That's a good one. And this is what's happening here, I think. Unless you did call me a moron in your DJ set.
I didn't call you a moron.
I mean, I don't understand why that would come up.
It would be a weird one for me to do, wouldn't it?
Just halfway a few, through. Like maybe two or three people have said it now. It's just a bit weird.
Did you call me a moron?
No. When?
Just in a tweet to me. Right.
Well, everyone's doing it now.
Anyway, also, look.
But you're right. A lot of people have got beef today. Twin Atlantic are Welsh, you moron. I'm not. They're not. They're very Scottish.
It's a wind-up Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
it's,
is.
It's one of those.
Can we all just calm down? Here's another bit of beef as well. How do you feel that you've now been replaced on the alternative commentary on Red Button by CBBC's Hacker the Dog?
Yeah.
That's happened.
I saw this. This was the Russia-Belgium game.
Yep. Here's Hacker the Dog.
We're here all afternoon. You can hear Mellencock has got involved.
What are you doing? It's started.
The ball's moving quick. That man's got it. He's going to kick it to another man. Look, he's kicked it to another man.
Oh, right. Yeah, that sounds like mine.
It's not dissimilar.
It's not really.
Belgium's in the red.
Belgium's definitely
shooting from right to left as we look at it.
I can only see him black and white.
Hacker the Dog there on the BBC alternative commentary.
It's Hacker Tut Dog as well.
Hacker Tut Dog.
And I mean, on the
screen here.
On the screen here, it says Hacker
Tut Dog.
And then it's like the middle name is the letter T.
Yeah.
Hacker Tut Dog.
Belgium's in the red.
Belgium's definitely
red. Shooting from right to left as we look at it.
I can only see him black and white. We're here all afternoon. You can hear Mellencock has got involved.
What are you doing? It's started.
The ball's moving quick. That man's got it. He's going to kick it to another man. Look, he's kicked it to another man.
Not childish or puro at all.
No. I don't know how ours compares, really, and not that we really do need to compare, but it is interesting, isn't it?
And in answer to that person saying, how do you feel about being replaced, I don't think we've been replaced. I think it was always the case that CBBC's Hacker Tut Dog was going to do some commentary, alternative commentary.
Was it?
I think it was, yes.
Because I was suspicious. I was worried that we were off. Well,
no.
Hacker Tut Dog was
I mean,
on.
We're still hoping to do hashtag one more game, aren't we?
Well,
are people still caring enough about the World Cup to do that? I think they are.
The hope is there. It's just whether that light's gone out now.
I don't think it has.
Oh, God, I'd love it if they gave us another game.
Just want to do
I'd
the alternative commentary
it.
For one more game, BBC. Is that too much to ask? Is that too much to ask?
Joe, I will beg of it as well.
On the BBC Red Button, I'm begging it as well now.
I'd love it if they gave us one more game.
Go on, just give us one more series.
One more game.
Hashtag
on.
One more game.
Come
go
on.
Go on. Come on.
Love it if we did
Come
it.
Come on, Red Button.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So it's this weekend. Glastonbury is back. And Fern and Hugh Stevens will be bringing you all of it on BBC Radio 1. Friday night from 7. Pete and Annie Mack host the best dance music from Glastow. That's Pete Tong and Annie Mack. Biggest UK music festival, Glastonbury. Fern and Hugh by day on Saturday and Sunday with Haim, George Ezra, Ellie Goulding, London Grammar, the 1975. And then after dark, Pete Tong and Annie Mack hosting the huge dance music bit of the festival. Sets including Toddler T and Friction and the Essential Mix coming from there. You can also watch, this is impressive, live streams from 6 of Glastonbury's biggest stages across the weekend. Obviously, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of artists on, but you will see highlights from over 120 of them on the BBC Glastonbury website.
My plans, I love this. My plan is just to make a Mission HQ. I'm talking screens, football on screens, music on screens. I've got it all worked out.
I mean, the amount of bands that you will see just by putting on your phone or anywhere where you can get the BBC Glastonbury website is going to be crazy. And also, you can press Red Button to watch up to 3 Red Button channels of Glastonbury highlights.
I'm telling you, Mission HQ is going to be on.
Yeah, all the screens.
Yeah.
All the screens.
I'm going to take a photo.
Every screen I own.
It's going to look amazing. Yeah. Literally anything I can get hold of. Old phones.
Borrow people's phones. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Good idea. So loads of live streams, loads to watch, loads to listen to on Radio 1 over the Glastonbury weekend. It'll be like being there.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's something we haven't done for a while. It's the Homes Under the Hammer game. It's back. It's play along at home fun. On Homes Under the Hammer, any people that don't have a job right now or are off sick will know about this game and about the show. It's basically homes that go under the hammer at auction. But what they always do on the show is they play music related to what they're talking about at the time. Here's an example.
It's just one of those messy, complicated things that nobody really likes. Tell me why they have to go and make things so
complicated. No, 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 no. Shared access may not be...
See, so it was Avril Lavigne, Complicated, because he said the word complicated. And now I've brought this to your attention, you won't ever be able to watch Homes Under the Hammer the same way, ever again.
Do you think they know that we talk about it, though?
Yeah, they do.
It's getting worse, I would say.
Here's another example.
Something to consider. Look at the numbers. Get your architect to check about taking out things like this wall. And then just mull it over.
Let me think about it there. It's someone's job to come up with these songs.
Oh, what a job.
So once the guy has done all the stuff about the house, they're like, what song can we have about thinking about it? I know, Fede LeGrand.
Oh.
And I decor.
Ah! They're largely Who songs, though, aren't they? I mean, because I would have gone for that. I would have... There was an old Liberty X song, I seem to remember, called Thinking It Over, which would have also worked.
All of your reference points always go back to Liberty X, and I don't know why.
It just happens.
A lot of them. Here is the most ridiculous example in recent months.
But the mortgage itself, if you can secure one, the legal fees and the all-important surveyor's fees will most likely cost more than average. So for this place, you really need to plan every penny and pound. When you're broke, go and
get a loan. Take out a song that no one's heard of called Ka-Ching by Shania Twain. So you can afford to go and spend some more when you get bored. Rubbish. So we're going to play some clips from Homes Under the Hammer. You've got to guess the song. So we'll each play. Have you got a buzzer there?
I'm ready with my horn.
And here's my buzzing. And you can play along too. And we'll do it next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so it's the return of the Homes Under the Hammer game. I really like this game. So, Chris, you've got your horn there, ready to buzz in.
I'm ready.
Here's my buzzer. And as soon as we get what song we think they're going to play next from what they're saying on Homes Under the Hammer, just buzz in.
Before we start, can I play you my favourite one
sure.
in recent times?
It's a shame to put the bedroom at the front. But I reckon it's probably the easiest way to reconfigure the space unless you rip out all the walls and start again. That would eat into your budget when turning this from a two into a one bed should be the priority here.
I can hear it. Two bedrooms become one.
Oh, I love
it. Spice Girls.
You can see it coming a mile off.
Yeah.
But that's a great one because that hasn't just changed the way I see that TV show. It's also changed the way I now listen to that song. Not that I listen to it that often.
No, but when you do. Okay, so it's time for a new Homes Under the Hammer game with new clips. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I love this game.
So do I. Okay. So what are they talking about here? And what song would relate to it? Buzz in when you think you know.
Well, the property is located in the grounds of a church. But apparently, it's not that easy to find.
Oh, you first.
Yes. Something about a church. I'm going to say... No Church in the Wild.
Oh, that's what I had!
Gutted. Well, I'm having that.
Oh! I wasn't quick enough. So it's in the grounds of a church, but not that easy to find.
You could go for churches. That would be a suggestion.
No, they won't play churches. No Homes Under Hammer audience will know that.
But they'll know Kanye West.
Too subtle. Yeah, because he sings No Church in the Wild. Churches never sing churches, do they?
Good point. Good point.
It's down this path somewhere. Apparently, a muse cottage. Very
yes.
Ah, no, I'm going to have the same problem as the churches thing.
No, muse never sing muse.
No. So I'm going to go with muse, but I'm going to say supermassive black hole. On
Why?
The assumption that there will be something about a massive black hole.
Okay.
Apparently, a muse cottage. It's very cute, I have to say that. And, in fact, here it is. It's the middle one there. Let's see if I can fit inside.
Oh, I know. All the small things, Blink 182.
Oh, what? How have you arrived at that then?
Because he's seeing if he can fit inside. He's fitting in something small.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be something about the fit inside, isn't it? inside. Yeah, is it going to be wrong if I suggest... I don't know if you'll be able to tell where my mind's going with this one. I'm going to go for David Guetta Wet. No?
Once again, I mean, I see what you've done there, but it's. I don't think they're going to go for that one. It's right. Not even a... No.
Okay, so far...
Do you mean Sweat, the radio version?
Oh, is that a problem? I might review my answer now then. Rubbish. Can we do this one again? See if I can inside. Right, ready?
No, oh, you've had your go now.
I've had my go.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can fit inside.
Yes!
Oh, what?
Yes!
Good things come in small packages. Let's hope so.
Yes, yes, yes. Point to me. Oh, I like this game.
You always win this game.
Winning. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yep.
What are they talking about here? And what song will it be?
Courier Colin and cardiac nurse Shirley.
Heart Attack, Demi Lovato. Oh,
that's good, Demi Lovato. Not, is that a real song? I don't know.
It's record of the week, actually. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Sorry.
Shirley proposed to me on Valentine's Day this year.
Oh. What's the song about Valentine's Day?
Oh, there's got to be one. Gap in the market.
There must be. That's our next thing that we could do. Now we've done a football song and a Christmas song. Write that down. Valentine's Day song. It doesn't exist.
Another one.
No, why not? We'll make it a series.
All right.
Shirley proposed to me on Valentine's Day this year. I'm filling up.
Oh, she's filling up. I don't know. Fill me in. Craig, that's not the same as filling up.
Oh, that would have been good for the other one. The tight squeeze one.
Oh,
rubbish.
Oh, I'm filling up.
We're getting married in Vegas.
After how many years?
Got it. I think you were first.
Katy Perry, married in Vegas.
That's my one. No, it's not called that, so I win.
Waking up in Vegas.
Yeah, oh, all right.
Yes.
We're getting married in Vegas.
After how many years?
29 years.
Come on.
So, after finally tying the knot in Vegas...
So who would have guessed that it would be Elvis Presley and Viva Las Vegas?
Nothing clever about that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's the next one. This has got the 1975 in the background, but that's not the track we're looking for.
And the successful bidder getting the lot for £38,000 was Toby. Toby from...
Yes?
He's got all the monies. Rich Girl, Gwen Stefani.
But it's a man called Toby.
I know, but we'll work with that for now.
Toby from nearby Stafford has been on the show before, when, at the same auction, he also bought and renovated this three-bed semi in Tunstall, Stoke-on-Trent.
KT Tunstall.
No, because she won't be singing Tunstall.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So it's easy to fall into that trap, isn't it?
Okay,
have you
got another
thing in the...
Yeah, I'm saying... Because he's been at auction before, All Rise by Blue.
Okay. But that would suggest criminal proceeding rather than an auction, wouldn't it?
And obviously, we don't know that about Toby.
I'm going to go with Money on My Mind, Sam Smith.
Okay, then I'm going to go for Price Tag, Jessie J. Money.
Yeah.
Toby from nearby Stafford has been on the show before, when, at the same auction, he also bought and renovated this three-bed semi in Tunstall, Stoke-on-Trent.
Suddenly I see...
Yes!
Come off it.
Yes!
Nuts. That shouldn't be allowed.
Yes.
It's not a clever pun. It's... That
KT Tunstall, because he's from Tunstall. See, that goes against everything we said about the rules before.
That's torn up the rule book.
It really has.
To change how we go about this game in future.
That was me tearing it up there.
They've gone against their own morals there.
And one more.
Remove the staircase at the back that is literally a staircase to nowhere.
Road to Nowhere by someone.
Can't say that. You need an artist.
Road to Nowhere by Talking Heads.
That's what the Stairway to Heaven. Sorry, lack of horn. Hmm? Stairway to Heaven
by
Led Zeppelin.
Yes, I was going to say. Come on.
And then move the bathroom through, and open up the entire back area through.
Open up my entire back area. What?
There's got to be something in that. Opening up the back area.
That's not a song, though, is it?
Oh, there must be one.
There should be one. Oh, I can't think.
Me in.
And open up the entire back area through to a new conservatory, letting quite a lot more light down the hallway.
Give me the light, Sean Paul.
Oh, that's a good one.
Letting quite a lot more light down the hallway.
And how many bedrooms do you hope to squeeze into this property?
Well, at the moment, we've actually got two bedrooms as it stands. There is a possibility of possibly making it into a third bedroom or either going for basically a much bigger bathroom, which will give a lot more space down to the end.
Wide open space. Who is that by? Oh.
There's a Lost in Space song.
Is it the Lighthouse Family?
Is there a Lighthouse Family song about space?
Lol that you're quoting the Lighthouse Family.
Actually, it could be something about getting bigger. I'm going to... Jay-Z.
Horn.
Thank you. Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'.
Yes.
That's a good shout, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Let's find out.
Give a lot more space down to the end.
Now, the plan is to do this flat up for resale, but before...
Is that Nelly Furtado?
Who's that? Oh, good.
What song was that? The bigger the better, the better the bigger. Rubbish.
Oh, it's called Big Hoops.
Oh, yeah, I remember Big Hoops. Yeah. Once again, not her best.
That's a hard one.
And at the end of that round of the Homes Under the Hammer game, how did we do?
Well, you won. I got absolutely nothing.
And I got...
You got two of them right. Winning. I've never won this game. The Scott
Mills Daily. Exciting news today. From July, have you heard about this, Chris, about the chart? You know I'm a bit of a chart geek.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the charts.
I do, though.
You love a good chart.
I love a chart. Up, down, three places, new entry, you know what I'm like.
But from July, audio streams of music are going to be counting towards the official chart alongside single purchases and downloads. So, I mean, this will make the chart even more exciting, I think. So if you stream from websites like the one that rhymes with Hotify, then like that will all dictate which records and which songs go into the official chart. So it's quite cool.
That's a massive change.
Massive change. So, yeah, streaming will count towards the official chart for the first time. And I think it's 100 streams equals one sale.
Right.
So, stats. Like, you know, not for a single, it'd be like one sale, there's one sale. That, like, if 100 people or 100 streams happen of 30 seconds or more, then that will count towards the official chart. Not that I've been reading up about this today, but it's got me a little bit worried.
Why?
Because maybe I have one of these streaming services on my phone, because some of them are very good value. And I'm a bit worried about the songs I listen to in the gym now appearing on the official chart. Because I listen to them a lot.
Right, yeah. Well, then maybe you've just got to have a look at what you're listening to in the gym, because you don't want to ruin the chart.
I don't.
Because suddenly that makes me feel slightly more responsible now.
Well, you
are. I don't know why.
Like, everyone, please, if you use these streaming sites, please do look at your playlist. Because if you're listening to that a lot, then, I mean, you know, Jameela Jamil could be announcing it probably in the lower region of the chart from July.
That's worrying because I generally stream more nonsense than I will buy.
Yeah. I mean, this is a massive change for the chart. I mean, I was just looking through my selection, right?
What do you mean, your selection?
Well, I don't want to hear Jameela Jamil going in at 37. Britney Spears, Boys. Reason. Scott Mills listened to it on the treadmill.
Oh, is this your gym playlist?
Sometimes. I've listened to Boys by Britney Spears a lot. Also, before anyone slags me off, I think you'll find Pharrell produced this. Listen to it, you can hear it.
Oh, do we dare see what else is on your gym playlist?
Just looking through, really. I rediscovered Janet Jackson the other day.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard this song? It's awful.
What's it called?
Whoops Now. Just made me feel kind of happy the other day. Have you heard it? I'll get to the chorus.
Workout music.
No, but it was really, you know, it's been sunny a lot. I was just like, oh God, what about this one?
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me.
I mean, it is a tune.
Is this going to be hooed by anyone in the room? Unbelievable. Oh!
What if that lands at number 35 on the new official chart? Because streaming services.
God, just feel more responsible.
Like, everyone just think about it a bit. You know, before you decide to play something, because it's like 30 seconds or more and it could count towards the official chart.
Can I suggest some changes for the chart as well whilst everyone's at it?
Oh, God, what now?
Ed Sheeran this week. I swear the top 10 is pretty much all Ed Sheeran this week.
Because of his new album?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
Well, it just seems a bit unfair. It almost seems like it's...
Well, he's released a new album.
I don't know. I think something seems wrong. I mean, if someone was having this much success on, say, the horses, they'd be handicapped. I mean, I'm suggesting here that maybe Ed Sheeran should...
pull out of the race.
No, not pull out, but should be, I don't know, kind of heavily weighted.
Penalised.
Yeah, it's like he's too good.
You want someone to be off the charts because they're too good.
Yeah, I just think he needs to be handicapped somehow. Right. Someone needs to stop that happening.
Oh, I found the Janet Jackson chorus. Oops, now, sorry, it's awful. Oops, now, sorry, I don't know why I was listening to it. But I'm a little bit careless with my listening. You just need to be careful. Like Beth's been on saying, I stream songs from the shows and musicals all the time. Be careful, Beth. You don't want to be responsible for that on the official chart. Hey, Lily Allen is on Radio 1 Stories tonight from 9 o'clock, and this is The Fear. I want to be rich and I want lots of money. The Scott Mills Daily. A lot of people are quite concerned about the official charts thing because their mum uses one of those streaming services, so therefore there'll be like a lot of Elton John now appearing in the chart because their mum listens to him loads.
I'm sure.
I mean, it could happen.
Do you know what? I'm sure it'll figure itself out. It's big news, though, isn't it?
It's big news. I'm very excited about it. But also, you do feel more responsible.
Mm.
Because all you've got to do is hit that button and play for 30 seconds. It could count towards the chart. I mean, a lot of other people have to do it as well. Because it's like a lot of streams have to happen of that one song.
Right.
Here's the thing. Have you done this? Wesley in Sittingbourne's been on. Have you linked your streaming service to your Facebook? That's really bad. Because, Wesley helped his mum make a birthday playlist. Next thing you know, on Facebook, it's like, Wesley Knight is just listening to ABBA.
Oh, no.
That happens. And you don't even realise...
Just because he's trying to help his mum out.
Yeah, but if it doesn't look like that, does it?
No, it's your name on the playlist, mate.
And every time you listen to something, if you link it to your Facebook, because you would forget that. And you just listen to something like you do, willy-nilly. What's your favourite musical?
Oh, I'm always listening to random things. Les Mis.
Les Mis? Chris Stark, just listen to the Les Miserables soundtrack. You need to check it's maybe like not linked up to your Facebook.
Or that Busted song, Sleeping With The Lights On.
I mean, you're always listening to that. That'll be in the chart come July.
God.
Just because of you. Think about all the millions of kids that stream Lion King songs over and over again.
Oh, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Lion King's going to be in the top 10 every single week. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
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 Hello there.
What are you doing? What's going on?
Spin to Wimbledon.
Oh, sure, casual.
Cash.
Who did you see?
Murray
Mania.
Just one chat.
Didn't have a chat. He was playing tennis.
Oh, sorry. Was his mum there?
His mum was there.
Did she wave at you?
Didn't see her. She's sort of in the royal box, isn't she? She's on the other side.
What's her name again?
Judy.
Judy Murray. Yeah.
She loves a bit of you, doesn't she?
She really does.
She's great. I like her. You know.
Well, you like her in return.
I was bathed by her,
but not like that. But I think she likes you like that.
You know, I think...
Can't say that, Scott.
She's got a...
Wimbledon champion's mum you're talking about there.
No, but I think, you know...
She's got a twinkle, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's definitely got a twinkle for you. Well, like, he knows that.
No, I think she's got a twinkle in her eye.
Oh.
For you. And now it's time for Real or No Real with Greg James. Are they real or no real?
Oprah Winfrey's first name used to be Orpah, but she eventually changed it after years of people getting the spelling wrong.
Mm. Orpah Winfrey?
Orpah?
Yeah.
Orpah Gangnam Style.
Maybe that's where Si got the idea.
Oprah, what?
Oh, God.
What?
Oi, when I was in America, the most popular thing on the coffee menu in a coffee place that runs with Rawbucks was the Oprah Latte, which is a new latte that Oprah's brought out, her own special blend. Oh, wow. So many people were asking for it. Hi, can I have the medium Oprah? Bit weird, isn't it?
She's so rich.
Yeah, rich and famous.
So rich.
But that's what I'm saying. Oprah, I don't think, is any weirder of a name than Orpah.
Orpah Gangnam Style.
But the thing is, we, because everyone knows Oprah Winfrey, she's then, like, it sounds like a normal name. See what I mean? Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so real or no real,
Orpah. It's a bit like Newsbeat. It's, if you think about it too much, it's a rubbish name.
It's a whiffy name, isn't it?
But we say it every day, it just gets...
It's normal.
It's normal.
What does that actually mean?
It's now time for Newsbeat.
What does that mean?
The beat of the news.
Awful. I mean, probably not.
I've actually never overthought that.
Like, when they invented it back in the 70s, it was probably a great name, but not so much now. But they kept
it. Again, what we're doing, guys, we're doing news, but for a young generation. Beating. Funky beat.
Think news beat. News beat. Real or no real? Oprah Winfrey.
News beating.
Real. Oprah used to be called Orpah.
Orpah.
Real.
No real.
Yes, we've all said it a lot now, so let's decide.
That one is real.
Oh, yes.
Is that true? Yes. Orpah is a traditional name taken from a Bible character, and she used to be called Orpah.
By the way, are you having a Orpah latte over there?
No, just obviously I'm not having it in here. But it is a latte from the same shop, but not the Oprah chai. And next.
Binky from Made in Chelsea is currently making her boyfriend Alex go out for walks with a fake dog to prove he's up to the responsibility of owning a real one.
I saw a bit of this the other night.
What, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Did you? You don't really watch it, though, do you?
Or sometimes? Not really.
I don't.
So my girlfriend was watching it, and she loves it.
Yeah.
Properly.
Yeah.
Loves it.
I like it because I think it annoys me at times. Does that make any sense?
Mm. So, you do that a lot.
Yes.
Why does it annoy you?
I think it's just some of the people on it. But Binky and Alex, when I last watched it, so I don't really want to plot spoil, but when I last watched it, they were off.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You've missed so much stuff. Oh my God. Like, it's totally Binks and like Alex, like, totally got back together again. Oh my God. But like, she's so controlling over him.
She's possibly given him a dog to walk to just try and
test that wouldn't surprise me because she's like, doesn't even let him go out with his friends and anything.
God.
Binks.
Binks. Jar. The new tally was on last night in Marb, so I had to turn it off because it was also annoying me. So actually, I was getting quite heated with myself.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
I think this is probably real because she's gone a bit.
Yeah, but he also does sound like he needs some training.
He does. He needs to be neutered.
Yeah.
Really, that's what needs to be happening here.
Chris.
He needs to be chopped off.
Also, on this subject, you didn't tell me that you were watching Big Brother. You kept that quiet. Not that it's a thing to be
I haven't been watching
ashamed
Big Brother.
Of.
Why are you saying that I have
Well,
been?
Who left Big Brother on Friday? Was it Jodie?
I don't know where you're going with this.
I got a text which obviously wasn't meant for me saying, Jodie's out. And I thought it must be Big Brother. But then if it's something else, then that's awful.
What is it?
From you.
What time was the text?
Oh, like 2 a.m.
Jodie's out.
Secret Big Brother watcher.
No, I wasn't. Unless
you have a friend called Jodie who's just confided in you.
It's nothing.
Sorry, Jodie,
really,
if you're listening.
I'd love anyone's ideas on what this could be because.
Did someone called Jodie leave Big Brother? It was really confusing for me.
So I text you saying Jodie's out.
Yeah. Jodie's out. That's all it says.
Wow.
Serious.
Anyway, I've not watched Big Brother and I'm sure I didn't send that text.
No, you said
strange.
That you haven't watched it. Anyway, real or no real, Binky makes Alex walk with a fake dog.
Real.
Trying to confuse me. No real.
That one is no real.
It's no real, but in a recent interview, Ben Affleck admitted he did have to do this as a child and still seemed quite annoyed about it. And next on Real or No Real.
Greg James has moved into a swanky new London pad, complete with its own hot tub.
Oh my God, if this is true, you are living the dream. Seriously, tell me there's a hot tub, Greg.
Have you?
Oh, you haven't. Oh, you haven't. You haven't, you? You can hear it.
The transformation into Peter Andre is complete.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
I tried to get it removed.
Oh, it was there already.
Sorry, I've missed this because I was looking at my phone trying to work out his text thing. I'll stop doing this. What was the real or no? You've got a hot tub.
Yes. Like, well...
You invite members of your team round for a jolly afternoon, OK? And then you get screwed over.
We weren't invited, mate.
So, basically, like, it was there already. You didn't put it in.
No, it's there already. It was a deal-breaker at one point.
Was it?
Yeah. I went, please remove it. It's...
Was it Peter Andre that lived there before?
No.
Oh. Was it a celebrity?
No.
Oh.
So you're keeping the hot
tub? Was it swingers?
Obviously.
I can't get rid of it.
I don't know why you're complaining about this, Scott. I think this is wicked.
Well, it's because...
I wouldn't be complaining.
Only because it's quite a small balcony.
Have you got a bath as well?
And it's... That's the only bath. But no, but it's quite big. It's quite imposing.
So is it a bath with jacuzzi function?
No, it's not a jacuzzi.
Is it too big for the balcony, is what you're saying?
Yes! You can see it from space. So you couldn't... I couldn't get rid of it, so I've just...
No, and also now all the neighbours will be going, it's gone.
So I might say... I said yesterday that I might just put some carp in it.
It does... Oh, please. Please do. It just arises suspicion, I think, generally with the neighbours.
Oh, it does
tub,
a bit.
Hot tub next door.
It does a bit.
Anyway,
I think that's ledge. I would love a hot tub.
That one is real.
I think we've all worked that one out. Oh, please put carp in there.
Imagine some little aquarium.
And next.
After the Portuguese footballer Pepe was sent off in his World Cup game against Germany, he had his peri-peri chicken black card revoked.
Oh, dear. So sent off players, do they get their chicken black card revoked?
Well, so if you get a red, you get rid of your black.
I guess that's it. I think it would be a good way to motivate some players who've underperformed in this tournament.
Take away their free chicken.
Take away the free chicken. Let's see what they do then.
Do footballers get them?
I don't know.
I mean, really? I mean, that's they can afford it.
This is this magical card that some celebrities get, which get them free chicken at a certain peri-peri restaurant.
Mm. Invented by example, of course, as we discovered on another Real or No Real.
Yeah, he's on the board, isn't he?
Examples on the board?
Is that the chairman of governors?
Professor Green, I think.
Professor Green, and also JLS, remember, each used to have one, prob's not anymore. Anyway, sent off players get their black cards revoked. Real or no real?
I'd say real. It's
really?
A real incentive.
So say no real.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 30. Greg got 20. But yeah. Greg's got a hot tub.
Yeah, exactly. So who cares? He wins.
Who's winning? Hashtag winning.
What's on today, please?
Today we have a star caller with Carl Pilkington, and ahead of her covering Zayn Lowe's show tonight from 7, we chat to Ellie Goulding at 10 past 6.
Marvellous. OK, that's all with Greg from 4 p.m. Those are the best bits of Monday's show. Join us tomorrow, if you can, between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. We have Helen Skelton on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. If you can't listen live, then as always, get this podcast.